Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real.
Well, another week and here we are, still in cowboy world.
Were we ever not in cowboy world? I can't remember. My life has always been cowboy world. Did Brie Larson feel this way in Room? Have I completely misread our demographic by even making that comment?
Well, if this is my path to an Oscar and eventually being cast as an MCU superhero that directors don't quite know what to do with, so be it.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
So no one suspects we're up to anything. One last time. Hello from the Dusty Saloon, a weekly podcast from the Wild West world of Hyphoon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. Blah, blah, blah. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a golden corral in Cicero, Illinois, into the old western cowboy world of Hyphoon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the golden corral through the dimensional rift, and I use my rudimentary understanding of science to build this hand crank that supplies electricity to my laptop, at least it has so far, so I'm able to record this podcast in the saloon, the Burgundy Bronco, in the town of Hogswood, in the land of Hyphoon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-hosts, Champ the Talking Horse.
Nay, y'all.
Arnie, it's so funny to see you blah, blah, blah through part of the intro and then do the rest.
Yeah, I guess I could have blah, blahed the whole thing, huh?
You kind of blah, blah, blahed like three words?
Yeah, it's still the exact length that it would normally be.
Yeah,
huh? That's fair.
It's very interesting. Arnie, hey, speaking of different beginnings, do you notice anything new about me today? I've been practicing walking on my back two legs.
Oh, geez.
So I can be more useful today.
Oh, I mean, how much control do you have over yourself when you're walking that way, though?
Not a ton. If you notice, my front two legs are tied to the walls just to keep me upright.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but so, your back two legs, they're jacked, but they're bowing in a little bit. You're kind of a BoJack Horseman.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
But you're tied to the walls, so if we need to get out of here at some point, you wouldn't be able to?
No, I think I could.
Okay.
I could just bite at the ropes, right?
Okay. Just remember, champ, we got a plan for today.
We got a plan.
Okay. And I am joined by my other co-host, Ulysses D. L'Amour.
Yee-haw! I'm Ulysses D. L'Amour, wildest gunslinging outlaw you ever did meet. Wanted in 12 counties, yet known for my bravery and noble heart by those that ain't trying to
manipulate
me.
Gas my anus.
What?
Oh, sorry. Did I say that out loud?
The indigenous people, what we did steal this land from, know me as Dances with Light and Shadow. The Spanish know me as Maestro del Chaos. And I'm known by those Dahlgren Pinkertons in the Northeast and the basement as Magic Jack Star.
I've got to say, Ulysses, you seem especially chipper this week. Ever since we trapped all those Pinkertons, you've had the biggest smile on your face.
You know it, son, because today is the day we send you home.
So you're really happy to say goodbye to me?
No, I'm saying that for 7 years we've been trying to do this, and this is all your heart's desire, and it fills me with joy, because I'm an outlaw, but I'm an outlaw with a heart of gold, and doing right is what feels right.
Okay, well, that means a lot, Ulysses, I've got to say.
It ain't that I won't miss you. I mean, who else is going to tell me about, you know, what happened on, I don't know, Caroline in the City or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was a comic strip artist.
Yeah.
She lived in the city. She did this comic strip.
Okay.
And she had a little bit of a romance going with this guy whose name is on the tip of my tongue. I definitely know it.
Yeah.
Let's say Richard? I don't know.
Ulysses, champ, let him have this. It's either this or my two dads, and we've heard them all 100 times.
Oh, now my two dads. Damn Holy it. Cow. The judge? I could go on about that one for a long time. But wait, no, no. We got more business to do because it looks like the shootout is going to start pretty soon. I feel like I hear the railroad baron outside sort of starting the proceedings.
All right. It'll be a fair fight, but a deadly fight. Take your places and wait till my signal.
So I guess as part of our podcast pre-show for the big Hogswood shootout, we should interview some of the contestants. But most importantly, we have Miss Quibbert back.
Thanks for having me. This is a big day for all of us. I can imagine that there's a feeling of excitement shooting from your toes up to your thighs.
I would say that feeling does permeate my legs, as you have described, and goes even farther, right up into my neck. Glad I got that out.
Miss Quibbert, it's so great to see you one last time before I take off. In full disclosure, I'm probably not going to be around during the whole shootout part.
Oh, come on. You don't want to see me do my Robin Hood thing where I kind of show everybody, like, I'm good at this, you know? I'm not just some woman in a big high skirt and a blouse, you know? I mean, I am, but I can shoot.
Well,
and I might kill today. I'm not sure. I don't know what's going to happen.
So are you still hoping to get revenge on Solomon Rangoon, the man that seems like killed your father?
I mean, it's either revenge or forgiveness. And I'm just like, I could get knuckle tattoos of either one or both. I don't know. It's one of those windy days. All these tumbleweeds keep going by, and it's like my brain's waking up for the first time. I might be in for some redemption, or I might be going straight to, you know, whatever equivalent type of fiery place that we subscribe to here in Hafoon.
That's right. Ulysses, champ, what is the sort of, like, bad place here?
Oh, the devil's asshole.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to end up in the devil's asshole. If you end up in the devil's mouth, you got a chance for redemption. You know, perhaps you can right the wrongs of what you've done in your life and make your way back up to God's patio. But if you end up in the devil's butthole, you're just sucking sphincter for the rest of your life or your death.
And God's patio, Arnie, I can't tell you how great it is. It's sort of like, picture a wraparound porch, and then there's rocking chairs, and then you go inside and sort of a general store. There's like old-timey toys and like button candy, and then you go further in and they serve food. Now, it is a lot of sides. They have like, you know, candied carrots and applesauce, stuff like that, but there's a hearth with a fireplace, and they have sort of like Checkers. Do you know Checkers?
The dog?
Yes, Checkers the dog, but he's bigger.
I prefer Rallies. Anyway.
Well, you're just playing ignoramus.
Oh, yes, there is a test, Arnie. There's a test to see how smart you are. And if you fail the test, you immediately get kicked out of God's porch and go immediately into the devil's asshole.
Wow.
You have to get pegged at least 2 times? Is that right?
Get to.
Yes. Thank you.
Champ, you know, I've known you all these years, and I had no idea how you were this religious.
Oh, I'm not. I'm just curious, I guess.
Sure. Miss Quibbert, may I ask, how have you trained for today? How have you prepared for this big day?
Well, I went to a couple of, I guess, I don't want to use this term because you're going to think that I'm not skilled, but I went to a few amusement parks and I really practiced the heck out of those games.
Well, whatever helps you get your focus and your aim straight, I suppose as good as practice as any.
I want a cotton candy that's just the same size lady as me. It's just a lady made out of sugar fluff, and she's just in the bag. Ooh. Just upright, you know, still tied up, and I don't know what to do with her, but I'm so proud I won, and I think I could win today, whatever that means. I don't know what it means yet.
Ma'am, if you don't know what to do with her, I certainly would like to make her my wife.
You haven't even met her yet. You don't even know what 2 colors she is. What 2 colors do you think she is? How'd you picture her?
It doesn't matter to me what color she is. I love her for being sweet all the same.
I don't know if you'd feel the same way after the kind of conversations we've had in the night.
Oh, well, I suppose I should hold off judgment then until I do have a conversation.
I'll introduce you. Just don't embarrass me by proposing to my friend on a very first blind date. You know, it's like you men go 0 to 110 like that. And it's, oh, all of a sudden I heard about a woman once. I guess I'll marry her. Well, good luck with that. She might have something to say about it.
It's a very good point, and I take your point, Miss Quibbert, and I hear the advice you give me, and I internalize it, and I
shall. She's blue and pink, by the way. So cute.
All right.
Super hot.
Well, I'd be honored to meet her and make her acquaintance and court her if you give me the opportunity.
Okay, well, if I live today, if I survive, I might introduce you if I'm in a good mood about it.
Excellent.
Champ. Is it just me, or did Ulysses say he didn't care what two colors she was? But then when she said
pink and blue,
she was pink and blue, he seemed at least subtly less interested.
Yeah, I did see his head start to hang just a little.
Just a little bit.
Interesting. Oh, and Arnie, you know the amusement park that Miss Quibbert was talking about? Yeah. I don't go to those because there's so much teenage PDA.
What?
There's so much teenage PDA. It's just a lot of people like putting their hands in people's back butt pockets.
Their back butt
and,
pockets?
And like kissing. Yeah, you know, their back butt pockets. Mm-hmm. Not the front butt pockets, the back butt pockets. Just so much PDA. It's disgusting. Mm-hmm. It's ruining amusement parks. Just had to get that off my chest.
Okay, sure.
You don't have to say anything.
Well, Arnie, I know we have to get ready for our task today, and I just want you to know. Would you like, if you'd like a souvenir of something from Hi-Foon? I have a wallet in each of my four pockets here, two in the front, two in the back. If you'd like maybe some money or some coins from Foon to take with you back to your version of Earth.
Oh, yeah, we also have a machine where if you take a gold piece, it'll elongate it.
Yeah, you want one of those to take back?
Yeah, sure, I guess so. I mean, honestly, I'm just looking forward to not being here. You know, it's been a long time. Hmm. I mean, at first it seemed cool. I was in a cowboy world.
Oh, come
world,
on, you didn't make one single friend.
No, I made lots of friends. I mean, honestly, even last week I finally confessed to having friendly feelings for Flowers the Orphan. We've been like rivals this entire time. I'm going to miss everybody. But I'm not going to fucking miss Hi-Foon. It's hot.
The food is delicious.
It's dirty.
The regular folk, what we know, is nice to each other and friendly and don't have to lock their doors till them damn Pinkertons show up and start shaking everybody down. I'm glad we got about 4,000 of them down into that basement already. And I think there's about 600 left or so.
Oh, and Arnie, speaking of food, I wanted to talk to you about a business proposition. Once we secure that locomotive, I thought to turn it into a restaurant, call it Choo Choo's Chow.
Damn.
Oh, that sounds like a storyline I'd really hate.
What?
I love that idea. Can I be
Thank
involved?
Thank you, Ulysses. Absolutely. Fuck you, Arnie. I'm sorry.
Arnie,
I don't mean
fuck
that.
Fuck you.
I don't mean that. You're leaving soon. I don't want to fight.
Look, I just hope you don't serve any fish in Choo Choo's Chow, because where we're going, we don't need any roe.
Well, I'm going to head out.
Hang on, bite the ropes. No. Come on. I want us all to huddle up here and hug. Now, you feel that?
Yeah.
You feel what's betwixt us all? That's here, the power of love.
Miss Quibbert, I'm going to miss you, too. Why don't you get in here?
Hey, I was thinking about it. I need all the luck I can get.
Yeah.
Arnie, you remember when you first showed up here and we all thought your name was Calvin Klein?
Well, yeah, because of my underwear, how I'd written the words Calvin Klein on it.
You wrote them? It didn't come embroidered like that?
Oh, no. They're Hanes.
Remember when you tried to fuck my mom?
Yeah. You were so weird about it.
It was just, you know, I don't know. It was a weird time, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad we put our differences aside and became friends. Arnie, I got to say, you're my best friend.
Well, you're my best friend as well. I'm going to miss you, champ. And
I'm going to miss you.
If I'm being honest, I've hardened my heart a little bit because I've seen so many versions of you die over the 7.5 years I've been here. So
sure.
It's a little hard to stay attached.
Of course.
I still love you.
Thank you.
But I have to emotionally get to a place where I know that I will have to live without you. You know
of course.
Is.
Yeah, and it's also been weird because a lot of my predecessors died, as you mentioned. So you'll mention a moment, and I don't remember it. It was clearly a different champ. So it's just there's been some awkwardness. And sometimes I play along, and I'm like, oh, I do remember that. And I really don't. So I think it'll be nice to do away with that ruse.
Yeah. Champ, I've been meaning to ask this for a long time, but I always felt bad about it. But I just got to get off
14
my chest.
Inches.
What?
Oh, what were you going to say?
First of all, I know that's a lie because you are tied up. You're like, It's like practically in my face right now.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask how high I could jump.
Oh.
What were you saying? Oh, nothing. Disgusting.
Champ, I was going to ask, are there any ways that you're different from your predecessors? Because as far as I can tell, each champ has been exactly the same.
You know, I guess I don't really know. Do you notice anything different? Is my eye color different or my gait a little bit different?
I mean, I guess you're the first champ that tried to walk on his back legs.
There you go. That's what sets me apart.
They're evolving.
Yeah, thank you. I'm evolving.
And my best friend is the wide open plains and the stars on a clear night. Sleeping next to my horse under those stars.
How's that going? You guys hang out much? Do you and the stars hang out much? And the wide open plains go catch a play sometime?
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes you leave them a message and they'll get back to you right away.
Yeah, you and sleeping with your horse tossed a ball around?
Yeah, well, not really, not so much.
Huh.
There, huh.
Just thought that.
Miss Quiver, what do you got going on for you? Do you got any, like, good stuff going on in your life right now besides this, you know, seeking revenge?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking, would you guys be sad or feel a sense of loss if I killed or somebody killed Mr. Solomon Ragoon?
No.
No.
Not at all.
No, ma'am.
Yeah, as long as we don't
do it. This is like the part in A Christmas Carol that where everybody talks about the main guy and how they're like, no, we wouldn't care if he lived or died, and he's not even here to hear it. And sometimes I wish, like, if he was just right outside and could hear just three strangers in a room saying, I don't care if Mr. Solomon Ragoon lives or dies because the way he's lived his life has been selfish. I just wonder what he would think.
Well, you know, Miss Quibbert, I've been spending the last several years again and again saying no one dies a la Spider-Man. I've had a very strict nobody dies policy, but I'm going to be honest with you. I hope Solomon Ragoon dies. And
Arnie!
Barkeep! What? Barkeep!
Oh,
please buy a round of regional sparkling wine for the entire establishment, because Solomon Ragoon is triumphant once again in this round of the Hogswood Shootout, and will, in fact, never die!
Oh, shit, he's behind me, isn't he?
Ah, nerds. Damnation.
And I don't think he even heard all the nice things that we were just saying about you, Mr. Solomon Ragoon. What a treat it is to see you, of all people, before my eyes. And you may recognize these eyes because they're the exact same eyes as my father had.
Ah, hello, Miss Quibbert. I knew you would be here. I'd been warned that you were on the lookout for
me. Don't embarrass yourself by asking me out. I am not interested.
All right. I'll remember that. That was not what I was going to say. I was more going to gloat over my triumph over you and your family. But,
even matched toe-to-toe in the shootout yet. And when we do, you'll know because there'll be a big old hole right between your eyeballs. And it might be impeding the way that you think.
Well, pretty big talk, Miss Quibbert, but you're looking at a man who just took down Big Dutch and Little Dutch.
Oh, you know, congratulations. I usually don't name my shits.
She got you there.
Clearly, they were members of they were gunmen. Okay, never mind.
Context, Ragoon. You don't seem to bring any anywhere you go except for the cause of ruin in this town.
Were they part of the Going Dutch gang? That gang that would each only rob an equal part of the bank?
Yes, it was a charming affectation of theirs, and frankly, I was kind of happy to let them cover it, even when I was the one kind of directing the crime. Look how freely I'm speaking. Yes, I have directed bank robberies.
I liked it when they would go into a bank to do a robbery, and then they would stink the place out with their big old farts, and everybody inside would say, open a window, and they'd say, we can't.
Well, they filled their last oven.
Maybe your last oven's going to explode later today.
Well, it seems we got some real tension here, so why don't we take a break and see if we can settle things like gentlemen and ladies, and when we come back, we'll head on out and complete the task that needs completing today.
Oh, while we go to break, Ulysses, do you want some of my rhubarb rings?
I'd love some rhubarb rings.
Yee-haw!
They're pink and blue.
Eh.
So, Miss Quibbert, Solomon Ragoon, Railroad Baron, while I have you here.
Yes, Arnie?
Could the two of you ever imagine getting along?
I wish you'd treat this more like a pre-sports show interview. I mean, this isn't some sort of get your eyes wet, you know, talk show between, oh, could we ever all just get along? I don't know. Maybe could Solomon Ragoon not have killed my father for not letting his sex robots work in the mines when all they wanted to do was make free sex for anybody who wanted to be involved? I mean, my father had a vision, and you're here. Can we ever just get along? I don't know. Does evil still exist in the world? Why can't we be friends? Maybe because we're better enemies.
Well, I gotta be honest, Miss Quibbert. That sounds more like a champ job than an Arnie job.
Thank you.
Well, I'm prepared to say that I'm always ready to make peace, because peace can be quite profitable. Miss Quibbert, this fighting that has taken place...
What are you spelling it? P-I-E-C-E, and it's a big old dump, because I'm not interested. I can buy that for 14 cents outside the horse barns.
Miss Quibbert, we should bury the hatchet. There's no reason that you and Ragoon, Rail and Mineral, and also Cattle cannot have a profitable and pleasant relationship.
There is a reason, because you use ampersands and then the word A-N-D, and you don't pick one or the other. Some of them is ampersands and some of them is A-N-D, and already that shows me that you do not have the attention to detail nor the empathy to be the type of business person that I would even go spend money at, much less work for.
It
also,
is a stylistic choice. It is a stylistic choice that shows the full breadth of my investments.
Your typography is galling.
What?
Your typography is galling.
You know, I've always seen it, and I thought it meant that, like, the Rail and Minerals were a team
and then
that worked together.
And also was brought in later and was not approved. Yeah, that's it. It just gives your whole business a sense of disharmony. And you know what? It was a real disharmonic thing to do for you to have my father murdered. I mean, I could let it go. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll forgive you later today. Or maybe I won't. Maybe I'll kill you dead. And I won't even do it with a gun. I'll embarrass you by using my two woman's hands around your neck.
All right.
Now, hang on. It's a shootout, not a chokeout.
A few things, including one that I cannot drop. The typography on my logo is fantastic. It's called Times New Ragoon, and it is custom-made.
Did you fill it out yourself on a parchment paper and then give it to a company that then brought you back the, stamps that you could use?
No, I hired the most appropriate individual for the job. Because luckily he did not refuse my offer and require that I kill him in a mine.
Ooh. So you got your own typographer to make your own damn font?
Yes. And Ms.
And then you somehow related it back to you trying to force my father, who is a scientist and a good man, who only wanted to make pleasure people to pleasure people in Hafoon. You made that about this?
I wanted to be upfront. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to do the thing where I say the opposite of what happened and then loudly say wink. I am going to look you in the eye and say, yes, I killed your father. Yes, I forged these documents that lay claim to your entire family business and which will soon be processed. But it doesn't have to be this way. I am in a different mood today than before. Perhaps I'm just feeling more forgiving. Perhaps some of my allies have gone missing. But whatever the reason, we can work together. There's no reason
for
this.
What are you going to forgive me for? What do you have to hold up against my door that I have done to you? And be specific, because we've got an audience here, and I think we should really put on a big show before Arnie goes back to his magical place where you can get on a little sky bus and zoop through the air and eat peanuts, and then maybe on the way out thank the captain.
Yeah, Arnie, didn't you say once your metal bird lands, everyone applauds?
Yeah, well, for a while I did lie about being an airline pilot, but no one seemed to understand what I was talking about.
Arnie,
has anyone seen my version of Arnie? I have some very important information to tell him. I'm just a fellow with a blue poncho and a blue sombrero. Don't worry about it. Has anyone seen I guess you'd call him new Arnie.
I think he's over in the spot for plan B.
Ah, Arnie, I've done it. I've done it. I'm finished.
Who was that mariachi player?
He had a book full of salsa.
All right. Miss Quibbert, an excellent point. What do I have to forgive you for? I suppose in my heart I hold a deep rage to anyone who says no to me. But you're right. That's not a reason to continue to murder members of a certain family in a mine. And I would like to extend my hand in friendship. Call a truce. Because if we don't settle it here, we'll settle it in the town square.
I wouldn't mind settling it in the town square, actually, to be honest with you. If you're going to say pretty words, and I hope they're a lot prettier than the ones you just said, because they are just some of the most basic box antique $5 a word bits of wisdom I ever didn't hear, then yeah, we can meet in the town square.
Ah, very well. Let me check the time.
Come in. Pinkertons, where are you?
Gee, Solomon, you mentioned before some of your compatriots are missing. Everything going all right for you?
Arnie, everything's going according to plan. And the plan, of course, is exactly what you see, which is that I show up and win this shootout fair and square.
Well, why don't the two of you continue to talk a little bit, do a little bit more of a sort of a pre-fight banter.
Oh, I like it. It's more like a sports show now.
Yeah, definitely. Like, maybe do your sort of threatening monologues at each other.
Promos.
Yeah, you're both banterweight.
Yeah. Me and Ulysses and Champ, we just have to go get some more microphones, I think, for the... We'll be back in just a minute.
Yeah, we have to go see a horse about a man. Yeah, that's it. Yes. Jealous?
You better untie him there and let him walk on all fours.
Okay.
Ah, oh, thank you. Oh, my hooves are sore. Okay.
Come on, you two. We're getting on out of here.
I've managed to do what I've been trying to do for weeks. Resonated.
You've what?
I'm sure I mentioned this at some point in the last few weeks. I've resonated with this realm. Now,
no, I think people like you here. Yeah, I think they've liked you from the beginning.
No. This is like a magic thing. I found the frequency.
It's not a magic thing. There's just something, you just got to listen to people. You need to listen to people.
You need to listen to this person right now. I have managed to resonate with this realm. So in the future, I shall be able to access it again. And that means you can form a relationship with this Arnie. And as he gets home, perhaps you can get home. And we can learn how all of the Arnies across all of the multiverse can all find their way back to their Earth.
Wait, you talked to Resonate, the violin player?
No. I Nate's very nice, but we already had this conversation earlier. And I was trying to explain to him, and he's like, "Well, I just use resin as I play the tr-." I'm like, "No. This is about resonating. It's a way for me. Imagine this: I built a magical bridge in my mind betwixt my magical brain and the realms of Ephesius and this world. So now, other worlds are open to us, Arnie. I don't know how to access all of them yet, but it's a beginning. It's a bridge back."
So we actually accomplished something?
That's why we've been waiting here all this time. Do you think I was doing nothing this whole fucking time?
I did. I just thought you were fucking around with salsa and stuff.
God. Wait. No, I was resonating with the realm, idiot.
Hey, Arnie. It's me, your horse. Champ the horse. You know that train you were looking for?
Yeah?
Well, listen to this.
Oh, it's the Toot Sweet.
It's Champ, your horse. Hey, Arnie.
Yeah?
Why am I talking like this? You're right there. I'm sorry. I'm being weird. The train. Oh. The train is coming.
All right, guys. Let's all get on the train.
Okay, here's the plan.
It's not going to be very long before people start wondering where we went.
Yes. Here's the plan. Arnie. Ulysses. Usador.
Yes. Yeah.
Ulysses.
Yep.
Usador.
Yes.
The four of you go get that train. I am going to go to the Big Chill and watch that guy try and convince someone to fuck his wife. Team, go!
Wait, hold on, Champ. Come on, we need your help.
You're the fastest one.
Ah, fuck. Fine,
Fine. If you're not going to go to the big...
I'll go next year.
At the very least, go to the Big Easy. It's a lot less work than going to the Big Chill.
Ooh, I'm listening. What's the Big Easy?
I was over there by the Big Sick.
Anyway, Arnie, why don't you ride Champ? And Arnie and Ulysses, I'll take you on, I don't know, how about a magical silver disc? You're off to a call.
Aw, man, I was hoping they'd use one of those things where one pumps up and one pumps down. You know those things. Arnie, what are they called? Come on.
I don't know.
The things. One pumps up, one pumps down.
What about the other Arnie? Maybe it's the wrong Arnie.
Oh, you Arnie. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
I know
what
you're talking about.
One pumps up, one pumps down. What?
What? Pogo balls?
All right, Miss Quibbert. How about this? You come and work for Ragoon, Rail, and Mineral. But not as a lowly employee, but as a partner. You've shown great intelligence, great resolve. And with our forces combined, perhaps we could bring even more progress to this swept plain and crappy cattle town.
Answer me one question. Did you ever involve yourself with one of my father's robots that you had intended to hire as your coal mining employee? Did you or did you not have a relation with one of my father's sex robot inventions?
Look, I needed to know whether I could have robot children. I had to test it. You can't just declare that a robot is useless for production if you don't actually, you know...
You declared it useless for production and you put that robot into the river and you didn't know that those robots were not programmed to drown like you and I. Those robots were programmed to walk down deeper and deeper and deeper into the depths of the earth only to explode back up and to tell the truth to anyone who would listen.
Oh, no.
That robot never died. And that robot should be arriving in the town square. And you have a watch chain with a couple of pocket watches attached here and there. Maybe you could tell me what time we were going to have that shootout.
Why? We're supposed to go. The finals are at high noon. It's one till.
Mr. Solomon Rangoon, did you forget so soon that we were in love with each other?
Look, I'm sorry. I think you might be thinking of some other railroad baron.
I am your equal. You told me you loved me.
Look, that's just it helps with conception. The pillow talk. I nothing was meant by it.
Why did you put me in the river to die? Did you not know that the river would only make me stronger?
I certainly did not know that the river would make you stronger.
You know what? I didn't know that either. That's actually kind of like some people would call it a bug. I call it a feature.
You know, I have to say, I am truly wowed by your father's craftsmanship. That's full of surprises.
Do you remember my name?
What?
Do you remember my name?
K-Bot?
Not even close.
Mr. Ragoon, it's Eustace. Many of us are waiting in the basement for the show to start.
Pardon?
Me and the rest of the Pinkertons were waiting in the basement for the show to start.
I'm sorry. I think there was some miscommunication. I've been trying to get a hold of you, but what show?
There was this orphan who had one of those butt flaps open in the front and was doing comedy.
Butt flap open in the front? Like,
yeah, I think her name was
the front pockets?
Flowers or something?
Well, if that's the show, then that's the show. This has nothing to do with the show.
No, that was not the show. She was putting on a show. That was not the show. I just want to be clear about that. If there's anything, if you want to come down there and join us, we can just wait for the next show to start.
I'm actually, can you perhaps like put a pause in the show and come up and assist me?
Just me? Or the other...
The Pinkertons.
The rest of the Pinkertons.
Yes.
All right, I'll go roust them up.
So it wasn't K-Bot. Was it...
I think you're just being sort of insulting by just kind of guessing. You could ask or apologize or...
I am sorry.
You tried to have me killed and you can't even remember my name.
Yes, I can explain that very easily. I, in fact, tried to have you killed because I valued you so little. That was the problem. I apologize.
Have you changed your stance? Do you see my value now? See how I'm covered in barnacles from the river? See that they have only made me stronger?
I do see that.
That's real impressive.
I mean, I look at you now, I see a powerful sex bot who could, you know, lay telegraph cables at the bottom of the ocean. Like,
you didn't remember my name was Port Tricia.
I did not, but it's, I'll never forget it again. Port Tricia.
I'll keep casting spells to freeze the Pinkertons. The rest of you, take over the train! Everyone, get to your stations!
I changed my mind. I don't want you to kill him, Miss Quibbert.
Come on, I thought we were doing this revenge thing together.
I don't want him to die anymore.
Thank you, Patricia. Thank you for giving me another chance. I too can grow and change. And wait, is that my train? Do you hear that?
Well, I guess it's your time to make a big decision. I will do no damage to you because, well, maybe I'm the only one here, but I value Port Trish's opinion, and I believe that these sex robots are just as valid of people as regular people or even as animals. I think everybody has a right to just do what they need to do, and if that means that I don't kill you and you continue taking over as a robber baron and a maker of sex workers into coal miners, well, guess what? It's not my judgment to bring down upon you like a sledgehammer. You're free to go and do whatever you will with Port Tricia.
Port Tricia, would you join me on this trip to my train?
Yes, but or we could also see about the underwear comedy show in the basement. It sounded kind of neat.
Okay, why don't you save me a seat?
Yes, and I will. Ugh.
Ladies and gentlemen of the train, if I could have your attention, please.
A magician's about to perform.
This is kind of a robbery, but I don't want any of anybody's stuff. We just want the train, so I'm afraid we can't slow down, but I need everyone to get off of the train.
You want the train? What are you going to do to it, you brute?
But we're on the train, mister.
Is this like one of those sex robot things? I went to a sex robot store one time. It was called Nut and Bolt.
I hope no one makes us part of the show. This is wild.
Look,
spatula!
My husband hates this kind of thing, but I don't know.
Pineapple!
No, look, this is not a show. We are literally stealing this train. And where we go, you can't all go with me.
Are we going to see you in the bathrooms and you'll still be like the guy robbing the train and we just kind of go, oh, we're taking a break together.
Yes, can I get a portrait with you? So it'll just take 45 to 60 minutes.
Look, y'all got to get off the train right the hell now. We ain't messing around.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to do this, everybody. I know I'm wearing a priest outfit, so this must seem especially terrible. But Champ, Ulysses, can you just start throwing people off the train?
Yeah, don't worry nothing. We got a special magic man what's going to help you down easy from the train here. You just step onto them big silver discs.
Yeah, I got your back.
No.
Yeah. Go ahead and get behind me. Get behind me.
I'm just the kid.
Get behind me. Get behind me.
No.
Get behind me.
So many of those people have the same voice.
Well, sorry, not everyone's completely unique, Arnie. A lot of people sound the same.
Sometimes families travel together.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, hey. Ugh. I hope things are going great up here. I just feel like...
Wait, who are you?
I'm Arnie. I'm the other Arnie, I guess. I guess I'm new Arnie. I don't love that
it's
name.
It's weird how your voice sounds exactly like other Arnie.
Really? You think we do? Look, I feel like we're working overtime to sound different.
Oh, we don't have time.
No, of course. Anyway, I just want to say this is all great, and I know I'm really just here to support your plan, but I feel like I was given a bad job. Like, my job is to shovel coal so that we go faster and faster. It's not like I'm not like a fast shoveler.
All right, new Arnie, you stick back here with A-Train, and I'll go shovel the coal.
Stop. Don't call me A. Please don't call me A-Train. I get that it's fitting, this situation, but I do not approve of nicknames.
Great. So you go shovel coal, and then my job will be to throw it to break. Arnie, I got the best job.
That should be my job. Why am I shoveling?
Shh, shh, shh. It's
break time.
And I sound different.
All right. I've managed to get everyone off the train safely using my magical discs. And now I sense that the train is moving approximately 73 miles per hour, I think, in another. About a mile a minute, we should be going 88.
And at that speed, this train will be going fast enough that I'll be able to use my flux capacitor.
What?
I'm calling it a flux capacitor. It's just a name. I can't really. There's too much science for me to explain, but I do have a rudimentary.
Try.
So it fluxes all the capabilities, and it pours.
You don't know what the flux you're talking about.
Remember, Champ?
Look.
He fell off the toilet, came up with the idea.
Oh, yeah. Look, I know I'm driving this train at dangerous speeds, but just trust me, this is gonna work.
I'm going to climb back up on the top of the train and watch for Pinkertons who may be trying to slow us down and use my magic to destroy them. I mean, gently move them aside.
Usador, you're doing a great job. I gotta say, this is kind of fun.
Yeah, this is what I'm built for. We should do this more often.
How there's no trains in Foon.
And Arnie, I'll throw to another break.
No, we... I think we already did that. How many breaks do you guys do on this show?
Oh.
A lot more. So a lot more than we used to.
So we don't need another break?
No, I don't think so. No, look.
Fine.
Fuck breaks. I don't need to monetize this episode at all. Look, this is it. I'm
when
getting out of here.
When you said fuck brakes, the train brake flew out the window.
Oh.
I think Yusor must have heard you and got rid of the brakes.
Typical Arnie. Never knowing when to monetize something.
Wait. Solomon Rangoon, I thought you were in Hogswood. How did you get on the train?
Oh, I almost met my fate in Hogswood once again when a sex robot that I had discarded, who, in case anyone asks, is named Portricia.
That's a good one. I like that.
All right.
And allied herself with Miss Quibbert. But luckily, I gave them both the slip and ran here. And it seems like you seem to be taking a while getting everyone off the train, so I climbed on the back.
So you didn't even go to the shootout like you swore you would?
No, the shootout was always a means to an end. And now that, once it looked like I was going to lose to Miss Quibbert and noticed my train was being hijacked, I decided to instead stop my train from being hijacked and avoid being shot by Miss Quibbert.
Fuck. You yellow-bellied coward. I'd challenge you to a duel right here and right now on this train. Arnie, get back to shoveling.
Wait, no, I'm not...
Get back to shoveling.
Okay, but we're not going to go much faster if I'm the only one shoveling.
Now, both of you Arnies. Get A-Train on that, too.
All right, I'm a little bit better. Wait, don't call me A-Train.
All right. I'm going to count to three, and then we're going to draw. This is going to be it.
All right.
One.
Wait for my signal.
Wait for your signal to start counting?
No, to draw.
No, I'm going to count to three and then we draw.
Right, you can count to three and then is this part of the shootout? Because I'll be honest, I got pretty far in the shootout by being the one who gave the signal while I was also drawing my gun.
So when the hell does the signal come if I'm counting to three? Why don't you just do the signal?
That was the signal.
Wait. Arnie, yes, sir. No one can hear me. Sorry, ma'am. Everyone should be off of this train at this point. Who are you?
I'm Miss Quibbert, and I'm the victor of the shootout. That's right. All I had to do was fire three shots into the sky, and I won. And I still have two more shots in my blaster, and I'm coming aboard this train. Choo-choo, motherfucker.
So, like, the bullets fell and hit people in the head? It doesn't matter. Good thing I learned to walk on my back two legs. I can put my hands in the air, or my legs in the air, I guess.
If your opponent...
That's right. Move out of my way.
Yes, ma'am.
If your opponent doesn't show, he forfeits. All you have to do is fire your gun into nothing. Straight into the dirt. You lost, Baron. You may have shot me. But Miss Quibbert, she won the shootout. The rhubarb and the money is hers.
The rhubarb and the money is mine.
Duh! What are you doing on here? Here, this train.
Well, I won a shootout and I thought I'd come by and see about my odds on another one. Or, I also have the deed to Portricia. If you're interested, you can go scoop her up at the comedy show.
You know, I think, like, we're just into different things. Like, I'm not really
a comedy. These are your two options.
Oh, I see.
I kill you, or you treat Patricia with the equality and the wholeness and the changing of heart that you said you were capable of. I am giving you a chance. I am giving you a tomorrow. I am giving you Christmas Day. Or whatever equivalent you have, you know, Crumbsmas, Noon Eve, or whatever it is here.
Yes.
She doesn't have to be your lover. She doesn't have to be your employee. She can be your friend. And gosh darn it, I think you could use one.
Wow. Wow, I've never been spoken to that way before. And as I stand here watching this gunman, this outlaw...
Don't embarrass yourself by asking me out. I am not interested.
What? No. Why do you always... You know what? I do not have to be your love interest. You're always trying to bring it up just so you can shoot it down. I don't appreciate being negged in this manner.
You seem more upset than I did.
Okay. All right.
All right, everybody. Wait. Holy shit. Miss Quibber? I didn't know you were on the train as well. I guess it doesn't matter. Look, we're getting very close to going fast enough that I'm going to go back to my world. So, look, I'm just going to say it right now. If you don't get off this train now, you're going to leave Hyphoon forever.
Arnie, you have to say the opposite of all aboard.
No.
Think through it.
No.
Think through it. You got this, buddy.
Departures. That's really not what I...
It's not quite it. Not quite it. The
but you
opposite.
Know what? I guess it's kind of what I'm feeling in my heart. Like I said before, and I was honest, and I know it sounds terrible, but I've just been in Hyphoon too long. Cowboy world stuff just doesn't sustain itself as long as I thought it would. I just need to get out and get back to my world. But Champ,
yeah,
I love you, buddy.
I love you, buddy.
You're my friend, and
you're my friend.
I don't want to make a choice for you about what kind of world you live in, but if you want to come with me, I'd love for you to come with me.
I don't know if I'll be accepted. A talking horse? I'm weird for even here.
Yeah, it's true. It doesn't really even make sense in this genre.
Well, hold on. Talk me into it.
And also, oh, Ulysses. Ulysses, are you okay? What happened to you, man?
The Baron, he got the best of me. He tricked me. All this fancy talk, and I can't go back to Earth with you.
Oh, Ulysses, you fool. You got yourself shot just right at the end.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be on this world or your world much longer.
Ulysses, I've got some good news for you.
He's got a cold as well. Ugh. Oh. Get away. Get it back away. Back away.
Look,
don't Ulysses, get us sick.
Ulysses, I've got some good news for you. I come from a world where medicine is actually pretty good. Like, a lot better than this, so it's very possible if you come with me, you can survive this. Like, I'm not making any promises, but I want you to live, Ulysses, you old motherfucker. I
get it. No, I gotta die here on the world that I know.
No, Ulysses,
looking
man.
At my
look,
best
I'm telling
friend,
you,
the stars.
Oh, I thought for a second,
warm summer night.
For a second, I swear, for a second, you said you're looking at your best friend. You were talking about me, but you're talking about the.
You already
stars.
Declared that Champ's your best friend, and he's your best friend, and I'm just not part of that. And that's
no, I, it's like a three-way friendship thing. Look, I love you, but
the big look, chill's happening right now.
No, wait, we gotta wait for the holidays. Look, no, look, Ulysses, I love you too, buddy. You're my friend, and look, you're. You're slightly less compelling than that wizard guy I just met a couple weeks ago. I gotta say, he's just a... He's there's a, something a little bit more about him that I like, but I, you know, it would be awkward. But I gotta stick with who I got, you know, Ulysses. Ulysses, Champ, do you want to come with me?
Well, Arnie, I gotta say, I don't know if I'll be fully accepted, and it bums me out to think that I won't see my cousins grow up, Jules and Vern, those little scamps. We'll hear more about them later, but mm-hmm. I've decided I'm gonna come with you, Arnie. Best friends till the end.
What about you, Mr. Solomon Rangoon? I gave you your options. I could kill you dead right here, or I could give you the deed of a lifetime to poor Trisha. Or, I guess you've got a third option, to go back to that magical Earth world with Arnie and sit in lines and stand in lines and sit Ooh. In a car in lines.
This is embarrassing. I'm so sorry. I guess it sounded like I was giving like a blanket invitation. to everybody.
Oh, wait. Am I not welcome in your world?
I'm not going. Like, I didn't invite myself because I have a sense of social decency. But I saw Mr. Solomon Rangoon with his little peeper eyes on thinking, oh, maybe here's another slippery way out. And I said, I'm just going to call it. I'm just going to say that he's thinking about going with you.
And if I jump off,
and which I will, this train's going to go exactly 88. So I just want to see what his decision's going to try to be.
I don't think Solomon Ragoon's going to have a decision. Because I think you'd be pretty embarrassed to show up on Earth without your pants on.
What? Oh!
That's right.
He undid the belt buckle and both suspenders, and those pants are flying out back at the train. This is the most embarrassing moment, and look, everybody saw.
But no, I had a third thing besides belt and suspenders, and it's caught on my neck.
Oh, he tripped over his pants and fell out the side of the train.
Oh no, it's really choking him while this is all happening. He can't come to my room. He's gonna be found choking with his pants down. Oh no, that's not good.
Not good. Oh, Arnie, real quick, am I gonna be experimented on or anything like that?
There's a real good chance.
You boys better go. There's only one thing I can do, and that's steer this train while you evaporate into the other parallel timeline. Go, the portal's closing rapidly, and I know all about it.
Hey guys, just real quick. Am I still supposed to be shoveling? Like,
no, Arnie, we've got enough momentum now. Quickly, you and I and Miss Quibbert, we must get off the train. Ulysses, Champ, Arnie, good luck to you back on Earth. And
look, hey, Magic Man, do you want to come with me to my world and replace Ulysses, who's maybe not going to make it?
What the fuck?
I just feel like there's something between us. Am I fooling myself here, like a friend thing? Like, we connect, right?
I feel an affinity to you because I already feel an affinity with Arnie, but my best friend is a Pearl Fuels. So I'm going to jump off this train with my version of Arnie, and know this, when you need us, all you have to do is call out. And now, a new league of Arnies across the multiverses shall become the most powerful force in the universe.
Nobody formally invited me anywhere, so I feel a little
bad. Come on,
bad
let's get off
that.
The train, Arnie!
We know what it's doing!
There goes the weirdest guy I've ever seen.
All right, guys.
You sure they're going to be able to save my life on your world?
I mean, I can't, like, 100% guarantee it.
Will I still be able to ride a horse?
I'm going to be honest with you, Ulysses. You were never great at riding a horse.
Arnie, will I still be able to ride a horse?
No, I mean,
bit of a horse.
Is that a euphemism?
Yes.
All right. You've taken us this far over the last 7 years. Let's go into the next great adventure.
Oh, Sparks.
Goodbye, Hi-Foon.
I sure hope this comedy show is starting soon. I'd really enjoy some laughs.
Oh, Sparks. Oh, more Sparks. Even more Sparks. A ton of Sparks. Colored Sparks. Blue Sparks. Pink Sparks. Wow, look at all these Sparks. And we're through.
I always wondered how we had in this podcast. I should have guessed it would be someone saying, and we're through.
Let's go to break, Arnie. Let's go to break for good.
Miss Quibbert, Arnie, are you all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, what an adventure. We helped an Arnie get home. What an exciting episode.
Yeah.
I guess just back to regular life as usual.
Well, now that you've defeated the Baron and he's choked himself to death hanging off the back of a train.
Just Donald Duck in it. Y'all know Donald Duck?
I do, as a matter of fact. Arnie introduced me to the whole concept. Well, I suppose now you can run your father's business, and perhaps, since you won the contest, you can help better the Baron's empire and create a more equitable future for everyone, including your sex robots.
Absolutely. I've got a lot of great ideas and a lot of great people on my team, and my number one chief of staff is a wonderful comedian in training named Portricia. So I think some good things are coming.
Oh, that's nice.
And I'm excited for you to see them.
Well, Well, Isidore, we should probably... We got kind of a hike to get back to that tunnel, back to Nibblebottom.
Oh, we could just fly there.
Oh, but it'll still probably take us a week. It'll probably take until the next episode until we fully get back, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure, if that's what you want.
Hey, Isidore, you know, seeing someone look a lot like you get shot and almost die just really put things into perspective for me. I love you, buddy.
I don't look like that guy. Clearly, that wasn't me. There's clearly... There were a lot of parallels here, but that guy was not me.
Isidore, promise me something. If and when we finally end our version of this podcast, can we make it better than this?
Oh, for sure. Oh, absolutely. I mean, like, this is fine.
Like, this seemed really exciting, but I was just shoveling a lot. And, like, we could, like, do something cooler. Like, and maybe get some guest stars or something. Like John Hamm.
And who knows if it's truly the end of Hello from the Dusty Saloon. For those three are off on an adventure back on Earth, and perhaps they'll find their way someday back to Hyphoon.
Yeah. Or maybe they're incinerated. I mean, that guy didn't really seem like he knew what the fuck he was talking about. Am I crazy?
Yeah, but I'm sure we won't be here again.
Would you look at that? After all my complaining, Cowboy World has come to an end. About 5 episodes after we lost interest in it. Hey, by that model, even this main broadcast could someday conclude. About 211 episodes ago, User of the Blue and Ulysses D. L'Amour were played by Matt Young. Which is more surprising, that they were both played by the same actor or that we're calling them two characters? Never mind that. Champ the Talking Horse was played by Adil Rafai. Straight down the middle, no surprises. Miss Quibbert was played by Sarah Shockey. Check out her show Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling on the MLW Radio Network. And if you're in Chicago, catch Sarah with the improv group Deep Schwa. Sunday nights, 8 p.m. at the Annoyance Theater. Now the only Chicago comedy theater not run by some kind of financial planning group. Solomon Ragoon, the Railroad Baron, was played by Chris Rathjen. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by Patreon supporters like Ruler Sticula, I think I just summoned a Patronus, Caitlin Roper, Ruben Wilkinson, Mallory G., Annette Lee, Brooke Mead, Joe Rivera, Ashley Blevins, Curtis Bostick, Betty, yes, that was an exclamation point you heard, and Bobby Loves You. Sounds good, Bobby, provided Bobby keeps respecting those boundaries. Patreon supporters get an unlimited supply of frozen plain bagels. Wait, no, the Department of Health shut that down. Patreon supporters get 2 completely new bonus episodes each month, as well as ad-free versions of new and old episodes, plus all the previous Magic Tavern spin-offs, like Offices and Bosses and Earth Games. To learn more about all the perks of supporting the podcast, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination? No, we don't know what it means either. Let him have it. It makes him happy. I'm talking about Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Sage GC. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Cowboy World version of the theme song, Once and For All, by Eric Chakova.
Excuse me, waiter, can I do... How is the Bourbon Street chicken and the yeast rolls?
You're a horse, so I don't really think we can
told to tell you I'm 2 men dressed up for Halloween.
Oh.
Let's see. Seasoned... I see here the Golden Corral menu has seasoned pinto beans. Are those... What is the season?
Salt.
Interesting. Okay. Arnie, what are you going to get?
Water. As much water as I could possibly get.
Ulysses, do you want anything?
Damn water here is clear as a bell.
Mom, that's a big talking horse. I cannot believe it.
I should run, right? Arnie,
yeah.
I should run? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'll see you at home.
We all 3 live in an apartment.
The hell's a patty melt?
Why do you keep saying that, Arnie? Every time... Every 5 minutes you keep saying that. Sorry, I gotta go.